Just over here, the reason why you're not chayav two chatoyis is because he holds yadoni is called ein boy maisa. Now the Gemara says, "Resh Lakish, my time liyom kabi." How come doesn't hold a kabi yechinan? Amaratopo to chaluk and ein b'misa. So he holds no, even though they're not separate with a lav, but since they have a separate misa by itself, that's also a reason to make it two chatoyis. If not for the fact it's ein boy maisa. Rabbi Yechon Amaloch, Rabbi Yechon says, now Rabbi Yechon Amaloch, Chaluka the Lav, Hevi Chaluka, he also know that Pur is said two times a Lav, that makes it a Chayiv two Chatois, even though there's only one Misa. But Rabbi Yechon knows, Chaluka, the Misa, Hevi Chaluka, that the Torah says twice, you're over Misa, but only has one Lav, that does not make it a Chaluk, be Chayiv two Chatois. That's Rabbi Yechon in Svara. As Chaluka de Misa is Loya Bechaluka. Now, Rabbi Yechon in my time, Lemon Kashlak, Adam Yechon doesn't learn Rashlakish. Kasav yells like this. Man Tana Krisis, who's the one that learned himself the Krisis? Is Rabbi Kiba, because according to Rabbi Kiba, the Yom of the Yold, Loy Bina Maisa and Chamer Kiba is the one that says that Vechai Vechatis, you do not have to have a Maisa. See, if Rabbi Yechon does not want to learn, our Mishnah goes according, like Rashlakish says, because it's Zain by Maisa. That alone would not be enough of a reason why it doesn't say that Vechai Vechatis. Because going according to the Kiva Shita holds that it would be Chayav the Korban even though it's named by Maisa. We'll have the Gemara later of the Kiva. Rashi says, learns out Megadif may be Korban, may be the Maisa. It says in the Parsha Megadif, you Chayav the Korban even though there's no Maisa. Yeah. For a Shlokish need the Rabbi Kiva Loi Boi Maisa Rabbi. Shlok holds like this. True, Rabbi Kiva will soon see later. Does not need a big Maisa, but Maisa Zuta Boi, a small Maisa he does need. Nothing more says, Baal Oiv, my Maisa is pay. What type of a Maisa does the Baal Oiv have? I give a quote to a Shlokish. You're telling me now that you have to have a Maisa. So where is the Maisa by Baal Oiv? Where is the Maisa? Zumor says, Ispe HaKosha Zeroi, so he has to shake his arms. And then he makes it like talk from under his armpit, so that's called a Maisa. Heavy Maisa. Megadif, when you curse Hashem, my Maisa is spoken to Maisa, is it? Like Rosh Lakish is saying, Abshad even goes according to Bekiva, but you have to have some Maisa, so where is the Maisa by Megadif? If you're an apostle learns out from here, you don't need a Maisa altogether. Where does Rosh Lakish say you have to have a Maisa? Samura says, Akima Svasa, heavy Maisa, yells, Akima Svasa, is considered a Maisa. Now, the Saka had resort like this. Ha-kosha zuryoistev habi maisa. Again, the shaking your arms, that's called the maisa zuta. Afil rabbon, even according to rabbon also, maybe you would be chayif. Maisa, we have a question. It says, ba-voy dezore ne-chayif elu adobe sheish ba-maisa. If you do the chet of ba-voy dezore, you only chayif, if you do b'shoig, you chayif chatis, if you have a maisa involved, kagoyin, she-zivach, you made a shchita, v-kitta, you burned it, v-nisach, you poured the wine, v-shtachvo, you bowed it down. The kashrut of the question is tach, well, that's been maisa. We're standing bowing down, it's not called a maisa. If you're more shlokish, your money goes over kiva, goes according to your kiva, the yom, aloy bina maisa, don't have to have a big maisa. But the vice day, stand bowing down with your body, is not even called a maisa. If you're beautiful, no, no, a fiddle temi rabbonin, kfifas, kaimosi, every maisa, you know that bending down your body, that's also considered a maisa. So, Mechlal the Gemara says, the proof for me, the sfilah, shlokish, all the leave it rabbonin, kot rabbonin, kfifas, kaimosi, rabbonin, heavy maisa, not called a maisa. If so, according to Rabbanan, Kaifas, bending down your body is not called a Maisa, the Chur of Kasher is, HaKosh is rest of heavy Maisa. How could you say that just I'm shaking your arms, why should that be called a Maisa? So, Mr. Rabbi, this, Eli Rabbi, Kikom Rosh Lakish, HaKosh is rest of heavy Maisa, Zuta, Alibid Rabbi Kiva, Enacham, Rosh Lakish only says according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to have a small Maisa, and this is called a small Maisa. But the Rabbanan, Le'evi Maisa, according to Rabbanan, it's not called a Maisa. Yochi Yisrael Gemara's Kasha, my Tana, he was to learn. Yotze Megadif, Shein Bo Maisa. What does it say? Megadif doesn't have a Maisa. Nisa should have said, Yotze Megadif, O Baal Oiv. That they both don't have a Maisa. So Gemara says, Anachnami, according to Rabbanan, both of them are not called a Maisa. It's only according to Rabbi Kiva it's called a Maisa, not according to the Rabbanan. Gemara says, Anachnami, you're right. Chodim Mitatka says one of two cases. It says Megadif, and then what did Baal Oiv also? For the Gemara of a list, they should have said already Baal Oiv, well, listen, don't learn Megadif. So Moses is not Megadif, it's Rani, the Kiddush of Megadif. As otherwise, Sakat, that's what we know, what to say. Herlik Siv Chorus, delay, but Malkum Korbin, since it says Chorus by itself, by Malkum of Korbin, Eima, what is thought to say? Moi delay, the Rab Kiva, the Chayiv of Korbin, is Kamashmo no delay, Kamashmo no, that's the Kiddush of Megadif, that even though what it says, the Chayiv of Christus by itself, by Malkum Korbin, still the Kiddush is that you put there from a Korbin. Since the Maisa is saying by Maisa, that's the Kiddush that you put there. Rashi says, Koros the Megadif, Mishtoi krua b'korban avodah zarah b'seder shlach lecha. The Zinda says the azor the chiyuv korban of the babal oiv in the parsha of kavanis. I would have thought to say we do it for shogeg you are chayav a korban. Megadif, it says megadif there. It's kamashma no mishnah. The kamashma will go over here that megadif is part of megadif is the current rabban. It's called ain by ma'isam. Therefore, we're not chayav a korban b'shogeg. And who are din b'aloi? We would do the same thing also. You would not be chayav a chatis b'shogeg. It's not called a ma'isam. Ula Mula says baloi the katoni the mekato l'shed. Baloi that says yichay b'somer where you're burning it l'shed. The shade to the shaitim, so that's called the big maisa. That's where you be chayiv even called rabbanon also. Where your mamish makati, you're burning something to the shaitim. Maskev lo rovim came with so high in rabbi avoy dezora. Then it's not baloiv. It's mamish shekin l'shem avoy dezora. It's a regular avoy dezora. Lo marav rada makato l'shade amanas l'charvoy. You're burning something to the shaitim, not to worship him, but amanas he should become like a chavrav. You as a friend of yours, and together you're able to do kishif. You do magicians together. That's the chetia. Omalei abayim came him so haynu chay v'chaber. That's the case of chay v'chaber, that you attract yourself to these shadim and do kishuf with it. Omalei atari romer chay v'chaber kugain ze beskila. Torah says true chay v'chaber, but is the case here by baloiv that you chay v'skila. For the more v'yela chay v'chaber de v'lav hadein hu. Where's the case that you stand chayiv like not chayiv skila? Or malek netanya v'choy v'chaber echad choy v'godiv yechad choy v'kotim afilu choy v'nechoshim. Whether it's a big animal or a small animal, you do something to make them close to you to help you out do kishuf. Even with snakes, the akrovim, scorpions, chayiv. But over here, when you do with the shadim, that's the chayiv skila. That's the isra baloyif. Omer Abaye, Haiman the boy lemetza dibur of Yaakov. Somebody wants to capture a hornet or a snake. Also, you're not allowed to do this kishuv to capture them. But because the basu they're coming after you, then sure, then you're allowed to make this type of magicians here to trap them. They shouldn't come and harm you. That's mutter. Now Rabbi Yechon, the Kumes Kashan Rabbi Yechon, the Yomah, he says kfifas kemos yavi ma'isa. He was bending down your body. It's called the ma'isa. Akimas vosif nami ma'isa. Shosu be a ma'isa. Kavi magadif. So, how come Rabbi Kiva holds that? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Gemara of Taki Yipot is not called a Ma'isa. If Kaima Sfosi bending down is called a Ma'isa, why shouldn't Taki Sfosi be called a Ma'isa? So, Marava Shani Megadif Hobi Yeshna Belave. Here the Yikaver is totally Belave. That's why it's called a Ma'isa. But Biyam Taki Sfosi be Ma'isa. Was Reb Zera Yotzaydim Zerim Shain be Ma'isa. It's not called a Ma'isa. Biyamai the Ho Api Ksa Adapi. Kosovhen. It says our P, it's Hades, it's called a Maisa. Why isn't it called a Maisa? I'm a rubber shiny at him Zoom, Hoyob Yeshnam Ria. Yika Chet of Void deserves that they say they saw something. It's the Ria Shaboy, not so much the Kima Swasa, therefore, Adam Zoom, it's like it's not called a Maisa. Alright, we'll stop here.